thank you, Pastor Kevin, for teaching us through Luke, but more especially what pertains to this morning is a big thank you for teaching us through Acts. Because as we read our reading in Timothy, we understand so much more about this man, Paul, and what he's gone through, what he's lived through, the things that have come against him, the things that, the philosophies that have come against the birth of Christianity and the early days of Christianity. So it's with understanding, because of his preaching, that we're able to read this section of Scripture in Timothy and have a deep feeling for what he's really saying. As Paul says, "How thankful I am to Christ Jesus our Lord for considering me trustworthy and appointing me to serve him." My gosh, Paul was really thankful. He was grateful to the Lord for counting him trustworthy with the message, his message. This is a new dynamic message. This is diametrically opposed to the message that has been in the world about what one has to do to get saved. This is the total opposite of what they were believing before. And then he says how terrible he had been. He goes on to say he'd scoffed at the Christians. He'd treated them terribly, etc. And then he said this sentence. And again, the impact with what we've been learning, just, whoa! I just said, thank you, Jesus, because I understand Paul. I can almost see him saying these words. He filled me completely with the faith and with love for Jesus Christ. He filled me completely with faith and with love. I mean, whoa, do you understand what that means now? Faith, again, so different from trying to follow the law of Moses. But faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Woo! I just thank you. I understand it more. And then we go over to the psalm, and this speaks and kind of puts up an amen or a seal on some of the praise reports we've heard this morning. It just kind of seals it into our hearts. Where it says, "Oh Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask your aid." Right, Marilyn? You asked his aid. Michael, you asked his aid. Last Sunday, we prayed for his aid, and he is so good to help us, to come through for us. He's there. Let's stand and say this together, meaning it in our hearts. Oh, Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask your aid. Ah, Lord God, you are something else.